Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, the Polestar 2 gets upgrades, Vauxhall's Corsa Electric adds range and V2L, and Mercedes-Benz unveils the compact eCitaro K-Bus. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show, I'll tell you the surprising number of Tesla Cybertrucks sitting unsold at the end of the first quarter of the year. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information for Thursday, 3rd of April. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story. So you don't have to. I'm here to save you time, and you can, if you want to, check out the Patreon page. No need to if you want to get the free ad-supported podcast. It always will be. Check out patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. The 2026 model year Polestar 2 just launched, and we're barely into 2025, but it's been upgraded. The Polestar 2, now in its fifth year, I know it well, I have the 2020 Polestar 2. Kind of launch edition, all-wheel drive, but not the performance version. The one I've got is plenty quick enough, by the way. The new Polestar 2, or the upgraded Polestar 2, will probably be around now until the end of the decade, which, you know, it's had a long lifespan, bearing in mind this vehicle was unveiled at the same time as the Volvo XC40. The Polestar 2 should have been a Volvo by all accounts, you know. However, so what was that, 2015, 2016? It'll be almost 15 years by the time it goes, I reckon. There is obviously going to be a replacement coming, but until then, they've refreshed it. It has the new one has already launched in Europe with key upgrades, and the key update really being the battery. The standard range single motor variant now uses a 70 kilowatt hour battery from CATL rather than the 69 kilowatt hour LG Chem pack. This new battery supports DC fast charging at 135 kilowatts. They say 10 to 80 in about 34 minutes. The long range models still use the unchanged 82 kilowatt hour pack, and that'll charge at 205. I don't know what mine, the original one, peaks. I don't do much DC fast charging anymore. I certainly don't rinse it down to 1 or 2% and then charge it. That's not really my style. But the bigger pack on the new Polestars will go to 205 kilowatts, which is very good. That's less than half an hour, 10 to 80. Also coming with plug and charge now as standard. The increased capacity in the entry level model raises WLTP to 339 miles. That's the big improvement. Last time they upgraded this was all the efficiency upgrades, because mine is dog awful. It gets like, what's the battery in mine? Yeah, it's like the 80 kilowatt hour odd, and it's like 200 miles. It's like, it's, you know, permanent four-wheel drive, so inefficient, it's ridiculous. But again, I don't go anywhere. There's also the new upgraded Qualcomm processor inside. And I love that. I love the fact that they've recognized that if you upgrade the vehicle, one of the things that happens, you know, with Moore's Law, etc., with technology getting better. So they've gone back and put in faster processors. And that's a good thing, because mine can be a little sluggish at times. So brand new Snapdragon processor, that helps with response times, app downloads, the user experience, new Bowers & Wilkins audio system as well, new Microtech upholstery, and new 20-inch wheels. Available in Europe, like I say, Hong Kong, Israel, and other markets coming very soon. That is a good upgrade. Now let's talk Vauxhall Corsa Electric. The long-range Vauxhall, which is our name for Opel. I'm sure you knew that. Corsa Electric has been updated, and they've added a handy 14 miles or 22.5 kilometers to the range on a single charge. That goes from 252 to 266 miles, which is a good range for a small vehicle like that. The improvement is some just upgraded battery cell chemistry in the NMC pack, and they've increased the efficiency of the motor as well. The updated Corsa Electric now includes V2L, so that's vehicle to load, so you can plug something in and pull a load out of the battery. It's nothing more than that, but it's very, very useful. 3.6 kilowatts, which, you know, I mean, there's not many things that use that much. You could boil a kettle. I think my air conditioner down here in the office is about 2 kilowatts. A hot tub would be 2 kilowatts. That would be cool, wouldn't it? Powering the hot tub with the car. That would be amazing. They're about 2 kilowatts. So, you know, you can 16 amps, pull plenty from that. You need a special V2L connector, but the Vauxhall dealers will sort you out on that. The updated long-range Corsa starts at 28,900, and that is 1,400 quid more than the standard version. Standard model has 221 miles, not 266. That's probably fine for many people as well. Vauxhall announced price increases across the lineup, but not by too much. So 600 quid, 700 quid or so. Let's talk Mercedes-Benz at the Mobility Move event in Berlin. Daimler Buses launched the new Mercedes-Benz eCitaro K bus. It's an electric low floor 10-meter bus. A short model for narrow routes in suburban areas and older city districts. It'll still carry 84 people, but again, a much smaller vehicle than they have released before. It has 5 battery packs, 491 kilowatt hours, yeah, and there's better energy density batteries going into their new electric buses as well. New telematics as well, so those that operate those services can really get under the skin of energy use, monitoring it, fleet, all that kind of stuff, real-time diagnostics. Daimler Buses follows a circular approach to battery management. They're all about ensuring that their electric buses can be repaired, repurposed, and even recycled at the end of their life. Let's talk Volkswagen next, and Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles is expanding the plug-in hybrid vans in the UK. And this is really interesting because this is out of my price range, isn't it? But I would absolutely love one because I've talked to you a lot on this. You know, at one point we had the Kona and the MG ZS, two very similar sized vehicles. And then the mighty, mighty MG has now gone. That's been sold. So we have the Polestar. My wife needs a car. But we also have two young kiddos. They're 6 and 2. They come with so much stuff. I'd really love a van. My brother has the Buzz, short wheelbase Buzz. Man, the long wheelbase Buzz would be amazing. But what about a plug-in hybrid? Because the latest ones go really far on electric. Now, there is some in-stock multivans. That'll be what? Last year's model, I'd be a 2023, 24 probably, and they're not massively expensive, still out of my price range. But today, Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles is adding the plug-in hybrid tech to their multivan, and I didn't realise that was coming today, so I got this press release and thought, brilliant, let's have a look at this then. The multivan, that's the one when you can have 6 or 7 seats. So the Buzz, see, the Buzz is a bit like a big car. The Buzz is what it is, you know, even the 7-seater. Whereas the multivan, has always been very, very useful in terms of removing a seat. The seats are on rails, the rails carry, you can move them all around any configuration, which the Buzz doesn't have. The rails carry the electric for the heated seats and things like that. You can turn the seats round so you can face each other in the back and have a little kind of conference set up. The Multivan is a brilliant vehicle, and if you don't want to go full electric, there is the new e-hybrid 4Motion, and so the rear motor is the electric, and then obviously the combustion stuff on the front axle. Plus, they announced a Caddy Cargo e-hybrid. Both available to order from today from Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles. The Caddy Cargo starts at £28,000, and the Multivan e-hybrid 4Motion starts at £45,000, and you've got the life and the style trims, but you really want the nice trim for the powered boot and stuff like that, and then you might want the long wheelbase, and then you can quickly spend £70,000. Very quickly. I did configure one earlier and realised that I should just get on with making a podcast and not waste my time. And so it's got, let's say, the new plug-in hybrid tech that goes through the 6-speed DSG transmission, 20 kilowatt hour battery, WLTP electric range of almost 60 miles. That's over 90 kilometres. On electric power alone. And for the first time, the Caddy Cargo. If you need a small panel van for commercial stuff, that's got the same plug-in hybrid system as well, and very, very useful for carrying a payload of 740 kilograms. And, if you want to go hybrid with that, that is very useful. Let's talk quickly. General Motors doing really well in terms of EVs in the United States. All the Q1 data is now coming in. It's all very interesting. General Motors reporting a 17% increase in US sales. That's a big increase in the first quarter, with all four brands showing double-digit growth. The company remains the top player in full-size pickup trucks and SUVs, and really, it's being driven a lot by the electric offerings they've got. They'll stay the second largest EV seller in the US, of course, behind Tesla. EV sales are up 94%. Brilliant. The fastest growing EV brand is Chevrolet. The Equinox, the Blazer, Cadillac sales are doing really well. And GM sales growth outpacing its competition. And, it's still a long way behind Tesla in EV world, but still with plenty on offer. That seems to be the key, just throwing loads of models at it. Now we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk all things Lucid and Leap Motor. Stick around, back in a mo.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. You can support the show if you want to on Patreon and get even more time saved in your day. Strip out the ads. You know how it works. Check out patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. Kia are next in the news today. Kia has achieved its sixth consecutive record sales month and its best first ever quarter in the United States. Expecting more growth ahead as well in the first 3 months of the year. Kia sold 200,000 vehicles in the United States, up 11% from the same time last year. And guess what? Drove that, yes, yeah, well, it was mostly EV sales. There was a slight drop in some of their EVs, but they did sell almost 4,000 of the new EV9s, and that's brilliant. EV6 was a little bit down, but there is a new EV6 coming, and so people might be holding off on that. That's really interesting. They're now at full capacity at Kia's West Point, Georgia plant, making EVs there as EV sales continue to rise for Kia. Kia will also benefit from Hyundai, obviously parent company, new Meta Plant America in Georgia. Hyundai will build the complete supply chain in the US through battery partnerships and manufacturing initiatives to cut the costs. Meta Plant America will make 500,000 EVs and a lot of the batteries and associated EV stuff coming out of there. Lucid are next in the news, and Lucid reported record US sales for the last month in March, almost 1,000 units, 942. Again, these are smaller numbers compared to the big players in the market, but it's very good for Lucid. That is sadly only 30 of the Gravities, you know, nearly all the Lucid Airs. Gravity just starting to be delivered. In February, it was 805 vehicles, and so very handily up to 942. And for the quarter, 2,412 Lucids sold. Again, I know they want those numbers to be much, much bigger, but those Lucids are really, really good vehicles. I will stick by, if I may give my opinion on this, I will stick by my analysis of the situation at Lucid. They aren't engaging the wider people. Now, I'm not saying that their CEO should suddenly go into the White House and become, you know, one of the most sort of famous people in politics at the minute. But Lucid, you know, fly below the radar for the average person. I'm not talking about you and I and EV people who are interested, but the average person, they wouldn't know what a Lucid is. And they don't sell them here, so they don't have to run ads or market to me in the UK. But generally, I don't see them doing a huge amount to really elevate them into that next level. I'm sure they're working massively hard on it. Mark, the new interim CEO, Mark Winterhoff, saying that the Gravity deliveries have only just started, and really they'll kind of kick up a gear by the end of April, he says. Right now, the higher-end trim starts at $95,000 is the first one. So again, you know, when that gets cheaper, the numbers will get a little bit bigger. Leap Motor are next in the news. They're partly owned by Stellantis, the mega corp. Now they have confirmed that they will launch 6 electric models in the UK by in the next 2 years. The company offers the T03, which I'm really enamored with, by the way. It's 15 grand. It's 199. Yeah. 199 a month, 0% interest. The last time I checked, that might have been last month's or last quarter's offers. But, like, I mean, that's ridiculous. And yet it's a small car, and, you know, no new cars are cheap anymore. But still, in the grand scheme of things, you get a lot of car for not too much money. Well, 199 a month and 199 down. Brilliant. And that is the T03, the C10, the large SUV. That's not 0% APR last time I checked, but it was very low, much lower than, you know, the average cost of borrowing money. After that, we'll get the B10, which we've seen in China. That's like an Alfa Romeo Tonale, and then a smaller B-segment SUV and 2 other models coming as well. The CEO of Leap Motor here in the UK said they'll be the best value EV brand with the highest level of technology. And if the T03 is anything to go by, it's only about a grand more than the Dacia Spring. And the Spring is very much a stripped down, decontented
you know, cheap and cheerful vehicle, still very good. The Leap Motor, a grand more at 15, is a very, very good small city car. And so if they can do that, like the SUV, the C10, isn't, you know, ridiculously cheap. It's low 30s, but you do get a lot of technology for your money. So taking on the likes of BYDs and MGs, I think here in the UK, 44 Leap Motor dealerships at Stellantis locations in the UK. I've got a big one near me here in Poole, but it's not a Leap Motor dealership. I think the nearest one to me is probably either Southampton or Basingstoke. I've not been to either of those, but I think they've put Leap Motor ones into there. So they're kind of, you know, maybe within half an hour driving. Bristol as well, that's a bit more than half an hour from me. Pretty close as the crow flies, but I think, you know, you can certainly get to a Leap Motor dealership within the Stellantis places that are going to be selling your Peugeots and Vauxhalls and stuff like that. And they are obviously increasing by the end of the year. They want to have more Leap Motor dealerships around the UK. Now let's talk NIO and battery swapping. NIO just surpassed another big milestone. This time it was 70 million battery swaps, hitting the milestone 4 months after hitting 60 million. Since March, the company has been averaging 88,000 battery swaps a day. So again, I meet people going, I don't think battery swapping is going to work. Batteries are getting quicker to charge. And I go, okay, that's nice for you that you don't believe in battery swapping. But 88,000 battery swaps are happening a day just on the NIO network. And there's more that we could be talking about. So you don't need to believe in it or not. It's absolutely happening in China. Whether it happens outside of China, well, it's still to be decided, isn't it? But they've delivered 3.7 billion kilowatt hours of power. Users have saved around 58 million hours compared to public charging, according to this little announcement they've made. NIO has 3,239 battery swap stations in China. Nearly all of those, or the majority of those, are on highways, I think. They also have a bunch of supercharger stations, which we never really talk about, and destination charging too, because we always focus on NIO's battery swapping, don't we? The EU is next in the news today, and this is kind of confirming something that I've told you about plenty recently. The European Commission now have formalised their proposals, which gives a get-out-of-jail-free card to the car makers. We knew that they were bending over for the car makers who hit 2025 and all went, well, we can't hit the 2025 emissions regulations, they said in February. What? They've known they were coming for 5 years. And then the politicians went, all right, well, let's see what we can do. And then the rumours were that they were going to give them 3 years to hit this year's targets, which they've known have been coming forever. And then they were like, what? No one told us. Ridiculous. Normally, the car makers do a complain and comply strategy, and it's very well tried and tested. They'll have a good old moan and then they'll get on with it and hit things like mandates and targets. This time, though, looks like the politicians didn't get the memo about complain and comply, because they heard the complaining and then, well, we'll give them 3 years to do it. And so this has now been formalised. The 2025 CO2 emissions reduction targets have now been pushed back to 2027. Big opposition coming from environmental groups, though this won't be easy to get through. Under the amendment, car manufacturers don't need to meet specific EV targets every year. Instead, they'll get 3 years to be evaluated. And hey, guess what? In 3 years' time, do you think the ones that don't go EV, like, you know, all the really vocal ones, will all of a sudden in 3 years go, oh, we can't hit the targets because no one told us? In 3 years' time, absolutely, it's going to happen. I wouldn't do the thing that the US is doing at the minute, which is, you know, oh, by the way, there's tariffs starting 5 minutes ago. Like, there's no way to run a country or a business. But equally, the car companies had a massive runway to these emissions regulations. That didn't mean they've got to go EV, by the way. It could have meant they spent some R&D money on making combustion more efficient, or hydrogen, or whatever, magic pixie dust. But it wasn't saying you have to go EV. And then they got to the time and they were, we can't possibly do it. And so now they've been let off. But they haven't, because that is just an amendment. It's an official proposal. A new 29-page document says that, basically laying out the, you know, the president, Ursula von der Leyen's position, which is rather than doing it annually, getting 3 years to get to the 2027 number, I suppose we end up at the same place at the end of it. But anyway, transport and environment, the environmental group arguing that they use unrepresentative 2024 sales data to argue for flexibilities. And that is absolutely what happened, because all of the car makers held back their more efficient cars until they had to. So we had the 2024 mandate come in the UK, not in the EU, of course. And so 2023, they held back a bunch of deliveries in December. And then the car makers in the EU, 12 months later, did the same, but then argued on the 2024 data, well, we're not selling enough EVs or not enough zero emission vehicles. You're right, you're not selling them. You're holding them back for 2025 when you had to sell them. And then they argued, using that data, that they weren't selling enough. Oh my gosh. Anyway, that appears to be what happened. We'll wait and see. The proposal could help car makers allow more sales of combustion vehicles now. But again, that would slow the adoption to EV. So in 3 years' time, they'll go, well, we did try, but, you know, nobody wants them, so let us off again. We'll see. Let's talk about Meridian Energy launching an EV charging, launching EV chargers at the Springs Junction on New Zealand's South Island using recycled Nissan Leaf batteries. This is a cool project. It's about 130 miles north of Christchurch, and this facility has it's a bit remote, has two 50 kilowatt DC fast chargers, but it also has 130 kilowatt hours of old Leaf batteries, and this is brilliant, eliminating charging deserts in places like New Zealand and areas where there's not a huge infrastructure but you want to drive your EV, and they're not going to be the busiest chargers in the world, but you do want to be able to recharge, and what a great way to repurpose old Leaf batteries. Fantastic. And finally, the Cybertruck inventory is now at $200 million amidst slowing sales in the US. This report coming from Electrek, whose tone against Tesla has really changed over the last 12 to 24 months, I guess. And Electrek are not shy of doing the odd critical article now, or several, about Tesla. So no surprise here that an Electrek article is looking at the Cybertruck and talking about inventory levels, the company facing challenges with the production ramp-up, and then the high cost of the Foundation Series, way more than people thought Cybertrucks were going to cost. Then there was the ineligibility for the tax credit, which has now arrived, by the way. And then there's the fact that Cybertrucks keep shedding themselves all over the highway and have had loads of recalls. They, according to Electrek, they say Tesla has almost 2,500 Cybertrucks in inventory. So if you want one, you can just go pick one up this afternoon. However, what's going to make Tesla sell more Cybertrucks? I don't know. Probably cheaper pricing. But that's a bit of a pain, because then it won't be profitable, because then they built capacity to do 250,000 of them, and without that scale the vehicle won't be profitable, and well, Tesla's a big enough company to absorb it. But still, Electrek pointing out that's about $200 million worth of inventory of Cybertrucks that nobody wants at the moment. We'll wait and see. The resale price of Cybertrucks it's not as precipitous as it once was. It's down about 55% year over year, down about 13% in the last 3 months. March was down about 6% depreciation. So I mean, look, it's very steep. But again, if you really want one, go get a used one, go get yourself a bargain, or go pick up a new one and some good finance deals on those. And that's your podcast for today. Thanks, as always, to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good one, see you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.